All right, welcome back. Second segment of tonight's show. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank, Habbo, and Darren here in the studio. We're expecting or hoping to have Dr. Jody Smith here in a moment. And as Frank said when we went to break, bottom of the hour, we'll have Barry Parkhill joining us to talk a little basketball. But in the interim, we're going to have Frank do the LeClaire Ryan players of the game.
Yes, only fitting we are going to recognize Taquan Smoke Mizell, Donnie Dowling, and Micah Kaiser. All three players were extraordinary on Saturday. Mizell, I believe, had his all-time rushing, single-game rushing record, 130-some yards. He also had six catches out of the backfield, which is extraordinary for a guy to do all that. Donnie Dowling had nine catches, and Micah Kaiser, I think, had double-digit tackles again and leads the ACC and is one of the top five tacklers in the nation. So all three men, you can't pick any one play per se. Although I did think it was kind of neat down at the goal line, the Wildcat snap to Daniel Hamm, and he ran it in from 4 yards out, which they reviewed, and then they ruled that it was, in fact, a touchdown. That was a neat play. But all right, it looks like Dr. Smith has been tied up, so we're going to cover the other ACC games. On Friday night, it's hard to say this, Friday night, NC State is at North Carolina. It's a 12 noon game. Seems awfully weird the day after Thanksgiving, but the Wolfpack is an 11.5-point underdog, and Carolina is obviously playing for a potential chance to make the ACC championship game. On Saturday, Kentucky is at Louisville. Kentucky is a big underdog. Although the Cards, they might be downtrodden, a little psychologically damaged after the loss last Thursday night against the University of Houston.
Yeah, they clearly did not show up at that game.
They spit the bit, as they say. All right, Georgia Tech is at Georgia, and Georgia's favorite. All right, we have got the
Dr. Smith.
We got the football injury report, and we've got Dr. Jody Smith in line. Jody, welcome to Who's Talking.
Thanks, Frank. How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. All right. Official injury report prior to the Georgia Tech game had Richard Burney is still out with an upper extremity. Warren Kraft, the wide receiver, is out for either the fourth or fifth week with a medical condition. We suspect it's a concussion, but we do not know that for sure. Questionable was Evan Butts, the tight end, with a lower extremity. And probable, Andre Lavrone, the wide receiver, and Jackson Mateo, the center. He had a back issue, and both of them played, to my knowledge. I know I'm 100% certain of Mateo. Other than that, during the game, the only player that I noticed got hurt was Jack McDonald. And he's been nursing a lower leg situation for the last couple of weeks. He came out, and R.J. Proctor went in at right guard. Let's talk about these concussions. Seems like a lot of players are suffering from them. And, you know, that incredible linebacker for the Carolina Panthers went out. Luke Kuechly from Boston College, he went out the other night, and he looked really bad. The camera stayed on him once they put him on that cart, and he looked like he was going to start crying. His face was, it was sort of scary. And he's on the concussion protocol in the NFL. What are your thoughts, and what are you seeing in that regard these days, Jody?
I mean, I think a couple of things. First of all, we're much more aware of what happens with concussions now, and so we're much more cautious about it for that reason. And so we're diagnosing more concussions because some of these things that we used to call just getting your bell rung and letting people go back and play, we're realizing that the cumulative effect of that can have, you know, significant problems down the line. You know, this whole concept of, you know, CTE, which is traumatic encephalitis, which is the recurrent brain injury that occurs with concussions, is definitely something. It was poo-pooed for a while, particularly by the NFL, as you saw in the movie Concussion, but it's a definite entity, and it does happen. And, you know, what you saw with Luke Kuechly is kind of the that's exactly what happens with a bad concussion. He did start crying, and he didn't cry because he was hurting. He cried because he didn't know what was going on. He was scared because he was just unaware of what had happened or what was going on. He was that confused.
Jody, I have a question. Next Monday, I'm having a hip procedure done by your buddy Vince Dalton. Any advice for Hobbo other than don't go through with it?
On the radio, I'm not sure I can say that on the radio, Frank.
If Hobbo was a thoroughbred racehorse, they would have taken him behind the shed by now and put him out of his misery.
I would have been glue a long time ago, that's for sure.
That's cruel and unusual.
I'll say good luck. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm encouraged by that. Yeah, no question about it.
Well, back to Warren Kraft, the wide receiver, and I believe he's from the Roanoke area, if I'm not mistaken. Kraft has been out now for over 4 weeks, possibly 5 weeks, and if he misses this game, he'll effectively miss almost half the season. Today, Bronco, in his press conference, talked about the longer that this protocol continues, the more of a concern it becomes. And he almost implied that it could knock the young man out of football. And watching Luke Kuechly the other night, I felt for his whole family because I almost felt like, you know, something really, really wrong was happening there. And he was, like you said, totally disoriented. And, you know, one of the fastest, most agile and effective defensive players in the entire NFL. And he looked terrible. That was the scary side of playing football, without a broken bone. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But what are you seeing in your practice these days, particularly on the younger front with the athletes today?
So, I mean, the protocol they have him in is fairly standard, Frank, and basically, you know, he has to hit, you know, kind of successive steps in order to get back to play. And the first thing that has to happen is he has to be symptom-free, and the symptoms typically are, can go from anything from a headache to blurred vision, very sensitive to bright lights, inability to focus. All of those are things that people experience. And so, you know, the tough part is, first thing, at rest, you have to be free of those symptoms. And then you have to be able to go back and do your schoolwork, which can be a challenge. Trying to focus or watch television or read a book can really create feelings of disorientation, nervousness, pain, headache. And so you've got to hit that step. And then once you're good at rest, you then have to be able to increase your heart rate and go out and exercise and not exhibit the same symptoms again. And
right.
So for a guy like Kraft, you never know what step he's even gotten to. But the ones that have a bad injury, it can take months before they totally resolve it. So, you know, once you get past that 2-week period, then, you know, all of a sudden the odds become more and more that it's going to be a longer process.
Well, let's hope that, you know, we've speculated the wrong way on this, and hopefully it's a bad ankle or something. But, I worry for Warren Kraft because he was showing some really good signs, and, you know, he seemed like a fine young man that had a good future in football. But, Jody, as always, Hobbo and I and every other sponsor with Who's Talking appreciates the support of Ortho Virginia and you and all your specialists, and thank you for joining us tonight.
All right, thank you, guys. You have a good night.
All right, thanks, Jody. All right, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. As we said a little bit ago, Barry Parkhill will join us on the other side of these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.